With Montana news, I'm Aiden Morton. The Republicans and Democrats on Montana's Districting and Apportionment Commission are expected to present conflicting plans for drawing the state's districts at a Thursday meeting. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports.
The Districting and Apportionment Committee is scheduled to meet to discuss possible criteria to draw new lines for 100 legislative districts and, for the first time in three decades, two congressional districts. Dan Stusek and Jeff Essman, the Republicans on the committee, say the goal of their criteria is to, quote, reduce the temptation for partisan gamesmanship, unquote. Dan Stusek says they pulled ideas from past districting commissions and from other states.
Jeff and I certainly don't expect the commission to endorse verbatim what we presented. However, we believe that all of the concepts in our proposed mandatory and discretionary criteria are important.
Stusek and Essman say in their news release that their criteria is different from requirements passed into law by Republican legislators this spring. Stusek said it'll be up to the courts to decide what happens if lawmakers choose to challenge the criteria the commission uses. The two Democratic members of the commission will come to Thursday's meeting with their own plan for redrawing the state's political map. Democrat Joe Lampson says he has some concerns about Republicans' proposal to make it mandatory for the commission to consider current political subdivision lines of Montana towns, cities, counties, and Indian reservations, saying those don't account for population.
Our fundamental goal is we have to draw 100 districts with equal population for a legislature. We're not building a Montana Association of Counties.
The commission won't vote on any final criteria until their July meeting after receiving public comment. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
State officials are laying the foundation to spend $275 million in federal funds to increase internet connectivity across Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kevin Trevlin reports it's the state's first widespread government-sponsored broadband program.
A special legislative advisory commission met for the first time Tuesday to consider a timeline for its work, which will include recommending broadband projects funded by the latest round of federal coronavirus relief. Though only covering about a quarter of what's needed to build out connectivity across Montana, State Commerce Director Scott Osterman said the $275 million windfall and other funding streams present a massive opportunity for the state.
This opportunity will not pass by us again. Not this way. We only have one chance to get it right. So time is of the essence.
Roughly one-fifth of Montanans lack adequate or affordable broadband connectivity, according to the State Department of Commerce. The department will hire an executive director in coming weeks to lead a broadband task force that will map Montana's internet deserts to figure out where money should go. Private companies and local governments are expected to begin submitting grant proposals later this year. Federal aid must be spent by 2027. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
Regulators on Montana's Public Service Commission promise lawmakers a fresh set of internal checks and new hires following a state audit that uncovered mishandled funds. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche reports.
Recently elected Montana Public Service Commission Chairman James Brown announced the resignation of one state employee and job postings for several new positions at a legislative audit committee hearing on Monday.
We need better leadership at the PSC, and we need commissioners to start being responsible for their own actions and actually following their own internal policies.
Monday's hearing was the latest step in a financial compliance audit released last week that found the Montana Public Service Commission failed to report expenses, filed incomplete paperwork, and mishandled funds. The audit revealed that Administrator Mandy Hinman, who has since resigned, attempted to backdate a document during the audit, and that current Vice Chairman Brad Johnson used funds to buy a comfort class airplane seat when traveling instead of a lower cost option. Johnson was not present at the audit hearing, but the rest of the five-member commission attended in person or virtually. Chairman Brown agreed with the audit's findings but declined to sign it, saying he wasn't on the PSC in fiscal years 2019 and 2020, the time period audited. He told lawmakers the PSC is responding to the audit by reorganizing staff, retraining where needed, and hiring a new accountant and an executive director to help keep internal controls in place. The PSC and the Legislative Audit Committee are scheduled to reconvene in October for a progress report. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Missoula police say they're investigating an undisclosed number of drug overdoses associated with pills containing fentanyl, a dangerous synthetic opioid. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
Missoula police say they've seized gray pills associated with a recent spat of overdoses. Officials say the stamps on the pills are made to look like a legitimate opioid prescription, but contain fentanyl, a synthetic opioid 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. Spokeswoman Lydia Arnold says police aren't releasing the number of overdoses connected to the pills, but she says the department is encouraging parents to talk with their kids
and remind them the dangers associated with taking unknown substances and how quickly overdoses can happen.
In a press release, Missoula police say a local 18-year-old recently died from a fentanyl overdose. The release also says other areas of Montana and neighboring states have been responding to similar overdose cases. Missoula police are not releasing any additional information at this time. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana state parks are experiencing a surge of visitors with record turnout in the first quarter of 2021. Yellowstone Public Radio's Taylor Stagner has more.
Most of Montana's state parks are experiencing an influx of visitors as warmer weather settles in and COVID-19 restrictions ease. The Montana State Parks Department has recorded nearly 400,000 visitors from January to March this year. That's a 20% increase from the same period last year. Pat Doyle is with the Parks Division. Doyle says large parks are driving visitor turnout, but smaller parks also have an uptick in visitation.
But we do have other parks that are out there that we would call a primitive park, where they do maybe have very limited amenities and very limited staff. And so those parks have seen an increase in visitation as well.
Giant Springs State Park in Great Falls is the most visited state park with nearly 82,000 visitors this year. It's followed by Spring Meadow Lake State Park in Helena, which saw 33,000 so far this year. There are 55 state parks in Montana. For Yellowstone Public Radio, I'm Taylor Stagner.
For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Aiden Morton.